From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Finance Minister George Osborne says the country's economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business following the historic vote to leave the European Union.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans.
Speaking in London Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote, which also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News says Moody's agency is expected also to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing undue burdens on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision is likely to be reverberating throughout the U.S. presidential campaign taking place in the U.S. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for several bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. Yemen's years of instability, including the current conflict between the government and Houthi rebels, have allowed militant groups to control part of the country and carry out attacks. The United Nations is leading peace talks with the goal of creating a new unity government that can reestablish control in Yemen, but so far there has been no agreement. This is VOA News. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what the agreement means.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jetliner that went down in the Eastern Mediterranean, killing all 66 people on board. Prosecutors stressed the inquiry was launched as an accident investigation and not a terrorism probe. There was no distress call from the pilots, and no one has claimed responsibility for causing the crash. In a related development, memory cards recovered by the Egyptian investigators from the plane's flight recorders arrived in Paris on Monday. They hope French engineers can salvage critical data about the crash. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continuing her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco on Tuesday. Ms. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. First Lady traveling with her 2 teenage daughters and her mother. Their 6-day trip also includes a stop in Spain. Obama's Let Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, and violence that keeps millions of girls globally out of school. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says nearly 70 million children under the age of 5 could die between now and 2030 if governments and their partners don't step up efforts to meet development goals. The findings issued in UNICEF's State of the World's Children's Report, urging governments, donors, and NGOs to focus on the most disadvantaged children and close the gap, giving young people a better chance of a bright future. The report raises the alarm for children in sub-Saharan Africa, where 2 out of 3 live in poverty, and most have had less than 4 years of schooling. The United Nations, rather the U.S., has sworn in its first ambassador to Somalia in 25 years. Ambassador Stephen Swartz took the oath of office in Washington on Monday. The U.S. pulled out of Somalia just over 2 decades ago after militiamen shot down a U.S. military helicopter, killing 18 soldiers. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world from VOA.